From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures about the hidden offshore investments. Iceland's president refused the prime minister's request to dissolve parliament and call new elections. The document showed the prime minister and his wife set up a company with the help of a Panamanian law firm. Gunnlaugsson has denied doing anything illegal, saying all taxes were paid. Officials of Greece and the European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants sent to Turkey under terms of a recent agreement between the two. There were about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. No ferries from Greece to Turkey were scheduled for Tuesday. A Greek government official tells VOA the first day of deportations Monday sent a total of 202 people to Turkey aboard three ferries. The influx of migrants continues. Officials said 300 arrived in Greece Sunday. Polls are open for Democratic and Republican presidential primary voting in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantages held by the leading candidates. Wisconsin presents the best chance yet for Cruz to reassert his relevance in the Republican race. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday that judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. This is VOA News. More than 800 people are expected at a two-day conference this week in Geneva on preventing violent extremism. Lisa Schlein reports.
The conference will mark the first time since 9/11 that the international community has focused on prevention to counter terrorism. Jehangir Khan, the director of the UN Counterterrorism Center, says measures to prevent violent extremism from gaining a foothold and spreading are important. He says recommendations are outlined by the UN Secretary General in a four-point plan of action, which rejects all forms of discrimination, Islamophobia, and xenophobia in its implementation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday championed the government's new steps to try to make it less attractive for American companies to cut their U.S. tax bills by buying foreign companies to technically move their headquarters overseas while retaining operations in the United States. Mr. Obama said the practice, known as tax inversion, is one of the most insidious tax loopholes and called on the Republican-controlled Congress to permanently ban it.
So I am very pleased that the Treasury Department has taken new action to prevent more corporations from taking advantage of one of the most insidious tax loopholes out there and fleeing the country just to get out of paying their taxes.
Mr. Obama said tax avoidance is a big global problem. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges. Those challenges, she says, include slower growth, low commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. She spoke in Frankfurt, Germany. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official said his government has no evidence that the North has actually deployed such a nuclear-tipped missile. The online payment service PayPal announced Tuesday it had canceled a planned expansion into Charlotte, North Carolina. The action follows the state's passage of a bathroom law, overturning a local ordinance that would have forced private businesses in Charlotte to allow transgendered people to use the bathroom of their choice rather than the one of their biological sex. Vietnam has confirmed the first two cases of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The health ministry said Tuesday two women have tested positive for the virus. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark is running to succeed Ban Ki-moon as Secretary General of the United Nations. The New Zealand government formally submitted Clark's name to the world body. On Monday, Clark becomes the eighth candidate to seek the post. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.